You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry. This week, Art and Soul is about the local visual arts. So happy to be joined by Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush, and one of our Art and Soul favorites, although you're all our favorites, but Christina Hamilton, Director of Penny Stamp Speaker Series. Thank you for joining us as well.
Super excited to be back with you guys.
And yes, Christina is absolutely a favorite. I was going to call her Penny Stamps, by the way.
Well, there actually was a Penny Stamps, right? For people who may not know that.
Yes, Penny Stamps was an amazing woman who had a great vision that gave us this series.
So here we are. The pandemic drags on. What's happening with the Penny Stamps speaker series?
Well, we are, I would say, all pistons are firing. We are putting out programming every Friday night at 8 o'clock. We have two new partners that have come on board to help us during the pandemic, Detroit Public Television and PBS Books, who've been a great boon to pushing our digital content out. And we're really missing all of our wonderful regular series fans that we, you know, used to get to see at the theater every week. And we just want to make sure everybody knows how to find the series and get access, because we've got a lot of new programming that we've got that people can watch now on demand. And we've got, you know, new programs coming out every Friday.
Christina, you mentioned this, that you all used to be very reliably Thursdays, 5:05 p.m. Yes. at the Michigan Theater. What's it been like to switch from an in-person format to a digital format?
Well, it has been bizarre on the one hand, you know, because it wasn't anything anybody was planning. I think there's been pluses and minuses. I mean, the minus, of course, is, you know, not getting to be together with people and have this, you know, in-person moment in time. But certainly, you know, we've been really trying to think about what are the different things that we gained through the pandemic and how can we produce programming that gives us perhaps more intimate opportunities to visit people in their own spaces. And you know, the Penny Stamp series has really always been focused on creative process. And so, you know, now for some of our programming, we get to be with artists in their studios and actually see them doing hands-on work and getting more of a real insight into that creative process.
So you're filming them. You're creating some of this that we're watching yourself.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, for the most part, we're trying to make programming that, you know, one of the things we got into is that I thought, well, you know, I want to make something that has shelf life. I want to make something that, you know, is engaging to watch and that audiences will get something out of, you know, post-pandemic and the world to come. And so I made it a goal not to use Zoom in producing programming, though I can't say that always works out. Sometimes Zoom is just the thing that works. So we do have, especially if people are in conversation remotely, of course, Zoom works very well. But for the most of our programming, we're not using Zoom, and we have been able to you know, hire film crews. Our last week's program was from Mexico City, and we had a film crew on the ground there with artist Pedro Reyes. And that came out really, really beautifully, I have to say.
Christina, could we actually continue to kind of work backwards in the series this year and just and make sure that people know that there are talks, their experiences archived online, for instance, the Henry Louis Gates Skip Gates talk?
This was really a highlight to me of this programming that we've been doing. You know, we specifically planned to have this conversation around the time of the inauguration, and it's really sort of a reflective moment on the inauguration, everything that we've just been through as a country and where we are, and sort of looking back to the time of Reconstruction and sort of comparing, you know, these moments in time. It's a fascinating talk. I can't tell you what kind of reactions I've had from people that just had no idea about so much of the, you know, historical points that Dr. Gates and Dr. Foner bring out. And people can watch this. Our programming goes live on Friday nights at 8 p.m. And then once it's released, it's there. So if folks can't watch at 8 o'clock on a Friday, if you want to watch it in the middle of the week or the following weekend or 2 weeks later, it's there for your on-demand viewing. The easiest place to find it, you can go to our YouTube channel or you can go to pennystampsevents.org. If you're looking for something that's in the archive, you want to go to past talks. And all of our talks are also archived on the Detroit Public Television website at dptv.org/pennystamps.
It looks like you have a lot of special programs coming up. You want to talk about a couple of your favorites?
Ooh, in the talks to come. Well, there's a lot of favorites. This Friday, we're actually broadcasting for the first time an event that does take place in the theater. This is an archival event from 2014 where we hosted Candy Chang. She would not allow us to ever release the video that we created with her. But now, because of the pandemic, and we've had so many requests from people to see this video, she has graciously said that, yes, we can now put this online. So that will be a digital premiere from the archive this Friday at 8 o'clock. Then the following Friday, we have Jaume Plensa, who many people may know as this, you know, famed Spanish sculptor. He did the Crown Fountain in Millennium Park in Chicago. He's also got this new work out in front of the museum here at the University of Michigan Museum of Art. Behind the walls, this beautiful sculpture. So that's fascinating. I mean, Jad Abumrad from Radiolab is going to be talking about the making of Dolly Parton's America. Today, actually, we're shooting in New York with Chitra Ganesh, who's just a delightful person to just hang out with on camera. So, you know, Pippalotti Wrist, I'm very excited about that as well. It took me 10 years to get her to do that. So that's another sort of pandemic, you know, surprise. Finally, Pippalotti Wrist is in. So lots to come.
Christina, across the season of talks, you know, is there anything that you would want us as viewers to take away from this about, I don't know, creativity, artistry, or is there anything that links all of the speakers? Or did you just like live out dreams and scoring each one of them independently?
Everyone is always done independently and is always scored independently. When we're putting a season together, I'm thinking about trying to hit different notes in terms of what's going on in the world around us and the issues of the day, trying to also offer people lots of different media and different sort of perspectives and ideas, you know, because maybe not every single talk is for every single person, but there is a talk in there for each of us that will resonate with you and just might change your world. I would say, too, across the Penny Stamp series, you know, we're always really looking at creative process. Mm-hmm. And for all of us right now in the pandemic, I mean, creative process, we're all in a creative process, right, of figuring out where we are and how to regain, you know, our in-person world and thinking about these things. And, you know, this is just interesting to visit with a lot of different people and see how they're doing what they do. Well, hopefully these ideas beget more ideas for all of us.
That's what it's been like that for a lot of people, learning, evolving, pivoting, our favorite word. Christina Hamilton, director of the Penny Stamp Speakers Series, which is alive and well, and we'll put links to how you can see them and what's coming up on our website, WEMU.org. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Omari, for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you both so much.